you know, it's very frustrating since I have a math degree to see really what's going on with the mathematics, the mathematical world, the higher ups, the so-called highly educated guys. They're all fighting for government money and they're all attacking each other, but they're doing it like with the undertone. They're doing it nice, but they're still attacking each other. And it's like, they're all fighting for who can get the money. The string theorists are being attacked by the particle people, and it's just sad. All they had to do is write a book and sell it. They make millions off the book and do some podcast or whatever. But what's even more frustrating is they're trying to use math, science, to figure out consciousness, when all they'd have to do is go to the Bible and read what it says in Genesis. God made man in his image. Go to John. In the beginning was the Word, you know, and the Word spoke it all into existence. Consciousness comes from God, and the word conscious means together, know. C-O-N is together, the latter part is to know, knowledge. So what I'm getting ready to say is important, and the reason I said I had a math degree, because what I'm going to say is math is not the answer. Mathematics is not going to give you the answer to the universe. But the words will. Words. Jesus is the Word. When you take a math equation, you have to describe it with a word. Everything in front of you is a word. Symbols, shapes, everything is a word. So when you're trying to integrate something and do a derivative, you have to use words to explain it. Without words, you can't explain it. Everybody thinks math, because I used to think that way too. I thought, well, math is the secret to this universe, this life. Math holds all the mysteries. No, the words do. Take the words all the way back to source, because who controls the words? Who controls the languages? God. You see that in Genesis. God controls the languages. The Trinity, they said, let's go down and split up the languages unless they build a tower of Babel to heaven, you know. God split the languages up. God doesn't want man to live forever in the flesh, because you'd be living in sin forever. God wants you to go to the true fruit. The true fruit. You know, Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the tree. Well, what's the true fruit? Jesus hung on a cross. He says, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. There's your true meat and sustenance, eternal life. By faith, you enter in. And so all these scientists and all these people trying to use math and whatever, they're not getting anywhere. They're not getting anywhere. Everybody's trying to use all these earthly, fleshly, temporal tools instead of reading the Word, because the Word was forever settled in heaven. We need something outside the system to pull us out of the system, because the system's just a snake eating itself. That's why I'm saying these mathematicians fight each other. It's a snake eating itself. They all want the government money. And if one's smarter than the other one, they gotta try to bring them down. they have to attack somebody like Ed Witten, who's probably the smartest man on the planet right now. Because he's in string theory, and he's a string theorist, I guess. And so they're having to attack him, try to bring him down, because they want some government money. They're all fighting. It's kind of like it's like two women fighting for one man, you know. You see it on Jerry Springer. That's what's happening. They're trying to fight to get the government money. Instead of going working by the sweat of their brow, they want to sit in the office and just do some equations, you know. It's all ridiculous. It's insanity, to be honest. And so as we decode this reality, as a whole, you see what they're doing. They're moving towards trying to figure out consciousness, you know. They tried to figure out space-time and all that good stuff. And they tried to figure out all this stuff we're using now for technology. And like when you're going down the highway, they need to know how to measure the speed and all that. And they've got the AI coming on the scene. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to convince you that AI is conscious. Now AI is just going to be probably tied to some brain. They already did this. AI is just going to be tied to some brains in a petri dish, and you're going to think it's conscious, but it's just a human brain tied to a computer. They're already doing it. Just Google it. Anyway, what is my point? I sound like I'm rambling, but I'm going down the highway, so I've got a lot going on around me. My point is, the word, the Bible tells us where consciousness came from. The Bible tells us the future. The Bible tells us the fractal. The Bible tells us how to be saved, how to get to heaven, how to walk down here. I uploaded a video about the space and how to pace it out. God allows us to use the space-time to pace out the spirit walk. CE is agape and spirit, the spirit walk. God is trying to teach you through this repeat simulated training program how to walk in the spirit, you know. And if you can walk in the spirit down here in the middle of this insanity, which you can't, but if you learn how to, it's because you die daily. You're learning to die to yourself and let God be in control. And that's part of the training process. Because think about it. When we get our new bodies, that's going to be the real deal. This is just Shadowland, you know. This is just Shadowland. This is just a training program. It's types and shadows. And it's a process to separate the sheep from the goat. But it's also a sanctification training process to move you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. To move you from any kind of lies to the truth. Let's say you had a bloodline or a culture line lie that's happening. See, it's a worship service. Reality is a worship service. Fellowship with God and worship God, you know, to know God, to seek God, your creator. But the flesh mind don't want to do that. That's why I said that one lady I dated one time, in high school, then later on in life, I went met up with her again. But then when she said, I was just talking to her, trying to get her saved, you know. And she said, I don't want to be in heaven. All they do is play the harp. I thought, what are you talking about? You mean to tell me you like this place? The unsaved love this place. They try to get everything they can of the world, the flesh. Probably they don't even realize how bad it is. They're in the death cult, and they believe the lies, and they believe the games of the devil and the Freemason lies and everything else. And so it's a lying system. And so God is trying to move you out of lies to reality. See, a lie is a fake reality. That's why when somebody tries to gaslight you, or a Jezebel tries to pull you into her fake world, or a witch or whatever, it's fake reality. It's not even real. It's fake. And so the lies are the fake reality. And so God is trying to move you into truth, real reality. And he's allowing this earth realm, the birthing realm, day by day to move you from state to state. And you peel off the onion layers, and every time you peel off another onion layer, you start to cry because you believed all those lies. You can't believe all the lies that were being told. It's like when they say the food, this food's good for you, you find out it's not. It's all lies. It's all lies. If you talk to the average person, they're all about self and flesh and me and me, 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 me. Mathematicians are even falling into the Jerry Springer show. That's my point. And it's really sad when it's math's not even answered.